Thank you. Indeed, it is. It's Mike and Kim. Delighted to be with you because we love to share the good stuff.
You know, Cherry County, Nebraska is pretty easy to find on the internet at visitvalentine.com or .org, but you can check out 50 Things to Do, Quiet Trails International. That's the first designation in the Northern Hemisphere and only the second in the world. That's found on the scenic Niobrara River. You probably want to check that out. Put it on your bucket list for this summer with you and your family and create a memory. Go to visitvalentine.com.
And Tri-State Livestock News. Time to grab your hat, folks, because we're diving into Tri-State Livestock News for some real ranching insights. Immerse yourself in that world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. Comprehensive coverage, cattle, horses, rodeo, all things agriculture. It's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News.
All right. So I want to tell people about the wrap up this past weekend of the Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. What a fantastic event. Western life coming alive there since 1951. And thanks to the committee for using the good stuff to help remind people out there in the 7-state region about the world famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale.
Indeed. I have a few little short one-liners if you grew up in South Dakota. Now, the thing about these that I've come to find out is pretty much everyone in our listening area can relate to these. Not just South Dakotans. There was at least one, if not several, in your class who had to do chores in the morning.
You bet.
Might be from South Dakota if you've driven your car on the lake. Every wedding dance you have ever been to has the hokey pokey and the chicken dance.
Gotta have the standards.
Yep, I think everybody can relate to that. It, of course, says if you grew up in South Dakota, your definition of a small town is one that only has one bar.
Okay.
That's a small town. The gas station sells live bait.
Oh, they have to.
Yeah. You know, you're in South Dakota at least twice a year. Some part of your home doubles as a meat processing plant.
Corresponding with hunting season,
that's
I'm sure.
Right. And you think the start of pheasant season or the Vikings going to the Super Bowl is a national holiday. And those are all if you grew up in South Dakota.
Well, certainly should be. Here's something from Jerry Schleicher. Eastern Wyoming and Western Nebraska has long been known as the epicenter for grasshopper outbreaks. So this is a hopper invasion, okay?
Oh, no, I don't like grasshoppers.
They blew in from the west, carried east by a demon breeze. First, they consumed the grass, and then they attacked the trees. They ate the garden right to the ground and chewed off all my wheat. Then they gnawed the cushions off my padded tractor seat. They chewed the paint right off the house, then ate the mailbox post and the bed sheets hanging on the line. Heck, by now they're toast. I'm afraid some got in the house. I can hear the sounds of crunching. I hope it's just a box of crackers and not my wife they're munching. I think I'll take along a shotgun when I go out to check the stock, though they'd probably demand my surrender if I could understand their talk. Now, it sounds like they're after the dog, because I hear a frightened yelp. Maybe I should call the sheriff's office and ask if they'd send help. Instead, I call the county agent to report an invasion right here on Earth. They're 6 foot tall, at least, says I, and you won't believe their girth. We must be some kind of mutants, because they've attained a gigantic size. There's one looking in the window now, and it's staring me right in the eyes. I've heard the hoppers are bad, he agreed, but that's a dreadful case. I've never heard of hoppers big as horses overrunning a rancher's place. I'm truly sorry for your problems, but now there's nothing you can do. You should have sprayed them while they were small, like I told you to. Jerry, thanks for that one. But his grandfather, who homesteaded in the 1920s, tried fighting them with coal oil and fire. Today, modern pesticides provide excellent grasshopper control as long as you spray early, right?
Yeah, spray on time. Time, you got to be timely for those sorts of things. I've learned that. How's this? Envy is a waste of time. I already have all that I need.
Well, that's probably true.
Yep. Oh, Mike, let's put a couple of these in here. Do not free a camel of the burden of his hump. You may be freeing him from being a camel. I thought that was an interesting way to look at things. And when someone demands blind obedience, you'd be a fool not to peek.
We want to remind folks, if you enjoy the good stuff and maybe you're thinking you've got a special little item you'd like to send to us, we'd sure like to hear from you. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and we'll be able to take a look at it. And then one day you might be able to listen to your item right here on the good stuff.